This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating independent medical evaluation. Exam date 11/21/2022, 12:30 p.m. MES number 211-220-24524. Claimant Christopher DeJesus, DEJUSUS. Employer / insured energies, ENERSYS. Client Travelers, parentheses, workers' comp, close parentheses, Melville. Christopher DeJesus is a 32-year-old single male currently residing with two friends who have been working as a field service technician for batteries in a job that led him to travel up and down the East Coast. He states the job involved heavy lifting and was labor-intensive. He was very disappointed that he's recently been fired due to a recommendation that he only work currently with light duty, which is not possible with this company. He reports he was in his usual state of good health until May 13th, 2021, when he was rear-ended at a red traffic light in Pennsylvania. Initially, he said, quote, "It didn't seem that bad," unquote. He said the right side of his body was very sore. Pain worsened, and 2 days later, he was seen in a medical clinic and referred to an orthopedist. He's been suffering with a pain in his right hip as well as his back and his shoulders. He has recently consulted a chiropractor who was concerned about his hip joint. He's also undergone physical therapy 2 to 3 times a week, which he says has been helpful for gaining mobility. However, he's currently awaiting a hearing in which it will be determined whether he'll be approved for further physical therapy treatments. And he reports feeling very frustrated by this delay, stating, quote, "I am a very active person," unquote. He also reports that due to chronic pain, it's been difficult to do basic things like laundry. His current orthopedist is Dr. Karkare, K-A-R-K-A-R-E, and he's had several independent medical evaluations with Dr. Bregman, B-R-E-G-M-A-N. He has also consulted with a psychologist, Dr. Hold on, let me find the right spelling. Oh, Dr. B. Oh, Dr. Matthew L. Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R. P-S-Y, capital D. Who has seen the patient both for initial evaluation. On 8/8/2022 and a follow-up visit on 8/15/2022. His evaluation showed the patient was suffering with symptoms of loss of interest, depressed mood, anger, sleep disturbance, decreased self-esteem, irritability, decreased energy, decreased motivation. And would benefit and met the criteria for major depressive disorder. Cognitive behavioral therapy sessions were recommended. The patient reports that identifying what's upsetting to him, but without being able to change it, has just led him to feel more frustrated and therefore has not found the sessions very helpful. He was not totally against the idea of considering antidepressant medication if it might be helpful. Past psychiatric history. Patient has no history of psychiatric admissions or suicide attempts. He states he was diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder as a child and also had some anger issues regarding his parents' divorce when he was in middle school. He did have a trial of stimulants in the past, quote, I didn't like them, unquote. States that when he takes something like Adderall, he, quote, doesn't feel like myself, unquote. Alcohol and drug use, he admits to a beer with friends maybe twice a month. He's also tried cannabis for pain control several times a week with moderate results. Family psychiatric history is notable for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in his mother. He denies any family substance abuse diagnoses. Social history. He grew up in Long Island. He has two half-brothers, ages 21 and 23. His mother's currently separated from her second husband. He's had 2 years of college. He said he thrived at his job and had been doing very well at it prior to his injury. Denies any history of physical or sexual abuse. Another recent stressor is states that his girlfriend broke up with him due to his inability to work at this time. Mental status exam, he's casually dressed with fluent speech, fair to poor eye contact, mood depressed, affect congruent to mood, tearful at times, passive suicidal ideation without plan or intent. Not anhedonic, able to play with his dog, however, other activities are not enjoyable. He denies homicidal ideation, denies auditory visual hallucinations. He admits to hopelessness, helplessness, difficulty falling asleep, middle insomnia, decreased appetite, and a 25-pound weight loss. Lacks motivation, eats once a day, able to enjoy playing with his 1-year-old dog. But see, sometimes he has trouble bending down to pick the dog up off the ground. Prior to his accident, he was able to travel with his girlfriend, and they went on trips to Mexico, Miami, and Italy. He also enjoyed rock climbing and skateboarding, and states, quote, "Now I can barely walk," unquote. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight, fair, judgment, fair. Impression, I believe Mr. DeJesus does meet criteria for major depressive disorder, moderate, single episode, without psychotic features, history of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, I believe this episode of depression to be 100% causally related to his injury. Okay. Okay, the following, I've been asked to address the following questions. A detailed health history and review of medical records took place. The claimant was examined. I believe the injury to be causally related to Dr. Warren's diagnosis. Yes, his, I believe his subjective complaints are warranted by the objective findings. The claimant has not reached MMI at this time. He is currently should be ranked as a severity as severe. MMI has not been reached. I believe there is need for treatment for his major depression to bring him to MMI. His depression does render him disabled at this time. I do not believe he can return to work at this time. I would consider further sessions with cognitive behavioral therapy, perhaps every other week for 6 months. I would also consider a psychiatric evaluation and follow-up as the patient may benefit from antidepressant medications and is willing to consider that. New paragraph. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2 parentheses D parentheses 4 parentheses E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, that I've reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. Also, at the start, I would also add claim number FSR8692, date of injury 05/13/2021, case type rescheduled, workers' comp, specialty psychiatry.